People stream past tables with Thai food, cotton candy, and even Passover potato pancakes, filling their plates and chatting while performers danced in the center of the mall. 10th grader Lu Mei Guch decided to attend after hearing that "go home" and "leave" were scrawled on the Sudanese men's cars.
We should be feeling Americans. We should be welcoming all the other people from foreign countries and stuff. So I thought it was good to come here to welcome and show, because actions are louder than words.
But Guch says people need to be welcoming year-round.
Well, I include everybody. I don't leave anyone out because that's not cool. So, like, I invite people who, like, from a different country who don't speak English really well. I talk to them. I'm like, hey, sit with me at lunch. And we talk and we have fun and I meet new friends.
Muhammad is a Somali refugee who attended the event with a friend. Like other refugees, he's not willing to give his full name. Muhammad grew up in Kenya, earned a university degree, and arrived in Anchorage 2 years ago. He says the majority of people treat him fairly, but not all. And he's afraid that speaking up about his past could make it worse.
They kind of feel of a different reaction when they hear my accent. They feel like, oh, he should not be, you know, doing this kind of stuff. He should not be telling me what to do. It feels like, you know, they feel like they don't have to listen to what I'm saying.
But Muhammad says the size of the gathering sends a strong message that acts of intolerance are not acceptable.
It shows me that they're bold and they come out and like saying this is not right, which is a good thing to see. I mean, I'm impressed.
Some community leaders are considering making the potluck a monthly gathering. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.